"They want to know which one of them you're going to marry," said Fionn loudly. "It's the rules. You have to choose or acquit as Kelda. You have to choose your man and name the day."
"Aye," said Rob Anybody, not meeting Tiffany's eye. Tiffany held the cup perfectly steady, but only because suddenly she couldn't move a muscle. She was thinking, "Ah, this is not happening to me. I can't. He couldn't. We wouldn't. They're not even... This is ridiculous. Run away."
But she was aware of hundreds of nervous faces in the shadows. "How you deal with this is going to be important," said her second thoughts. "They're all watching you, and Fionn wants to see what you'll do. You really didn't ought to dislike a girl 4 feet shorter than you, but you do." "Well, this is very unexpected," she said, forcing herself to smile. "A big honour, of course."
"Aye, aye," said Rob Anybody, looking at the floor.
"And there are so many of you, it'd be so hard to choose," Tiffany went on, still smiling. And her second thoughts said, "He's not happy about it either."
"Aye, it will that," said Rob Anybody.
"I'd just like to have a little fresh air while I think about it," said Tiffany, and didn't let the smile fade until she was out on the mound again. She crouched down and peered among the primrose leaves.
"Toad!" she yelled.
The toad crawled out, chewing something.
"Hmm,"
it said. "They want to marry me." "What are you eating?" The toad swallowed.
"A very undernourished slug," it said.
"I said they want to marry me."
"And?"
"And? Well, just think."
"Oh, right, yeah, the height thing," said the toad. "It might not seem much now, but when you're 5 feet 7, he'll still be 6 inches high."
"Don't laugh at me, I'm the Kelder."
"Well, of course, that's the point, isn't it?" said the toad. "As far as they're concerned, there's rules. The new Kelda marries the warrior of her choice and settles down and has lots and lots of feagles. It'd be a terrible insult to refuse."
"I am not going to marry a feagle. I can't have hundreds of babies. Tell me what to do."
"Me? Tell the Kelda what to do. I wouldn't dare," said the toad. "And I don't like being shouted at. Even toads have their pride, you know." It crawled back into the leaves.
Tiffany took a deep breath, ready to shout, and then closed her mouth. The old Kelder must have known about this, she thought. So she must have thought I'd be able to deal with it. It's just the rules, and they didn't know what to do about them. None of them wanted to marry a big girl like her, even if none of them would admit it. It was just the rules. There must be a way round it. There had to be. But she had to accept a husband, and she had to name the day. They'd told her that. She stared at the thorn trees for a moment. "Hmm," she thought. She slid back down the hole. The Pixies were waiting nervously, every scarred and bearded face watching hers. "I accept you, Rob Anybody," she said. Rob Anybody's face became a mask of terror. She heard him mutter,
"Oh, Crivens,"
in a tiny voice. "But of course it's the bride who names the day, isn't it?" said Tiffany cheerfully. "Everyone knows that."
"Aye," Rob Anybody quavered. "That's the tradition, right enough."
"Then I shall." Tiffany took a deep breath. "At the end of the world is a great big mountain of granite rock a mile high," she said. "And every year a tiny bird flies all the way to the rock and wipes its beak on it. Well, when the little bird has worn the mountain down to the size of a grain of sand, that's the day I'll marry you, Rob Anybody Feagle." Rob Anybody's terror turned to outright panic, but then he hesitated and, very slowly, started to grin.
"Aye, good idea," he said slowly. "It does need do to rush these things."
"Absolutely," said Tiffany.
"And that'd gie us time to sort out the guest list and all that,"
the Pixie went on.
"That's right. Plus there's all that business with a wedding dress and buckets of flowers and that kind of stuff," said Rob Anybody, looking more cheerful by the second. "That sort of thing can take forever, you can."
"Oh, yes," said Tiffany.
"But she's really just said no," Fionn burst out. "It'd take millions of years for the bird to..."
"She said aye," Rob Anybody shouted. "You all heard her, lads, and she's named the day. That's the rules."
"Nay problem aboot the mountain either," said Daft Woolly, still holding out the flowers. Just you tell us where it is, and I reckon we could hide Doon a lot faster than any wee birdie. It's got to be...